Tears. They are awesome. 501 Central. We'll get them out here in just a minute. They might be scared to come out. Heard that one, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little story while we wait on them. Told you about my wife's alligator shoes. But she kept on me about wanting a bathroom painted. We live in an old house. And she wanted me to paint the bathroom. So when she went on a trip, a couple day trip with some friends of hers, and I said, I'm going to go paint that bathroom while she's gone. So I went to Home Depot and got me some paint, and I went back there and talked to the guy. I said, what kind of paint would you put on a bathroom? He said, epoxy. Never heard of it. I'm not much of a painter. He said, epoxy. So yeah, it's good. It's hard. It dries hard. It'll keep mold and mildew. It's good in a wet environment, shower and bathroom. So I bought that, and I painted the bathroom real pretty blue before she got home. I painted everything. I painted that. Toilet seat, the sink, everything was pretty blue. Well, she come home early and didn't know she come home early and went in there and went right by me. She said, I got some business to take care of and sit down. I closed the door and said, oh, Lord. Directly, she started yelling for me and had stuck to that seat. And I didn't know what to do. I tried pulling her off. I got me a screwdriver and undid the toilet seat and off we went to the emergency room. I throwed a sheet around her and put her in the emergency room, and doctor took her back here in the back room. I went there with her because she's embarrassed. And Lord of mercy, I was trying to explain everything. There she stood with that bright blue toilet seat glued to her hind end with that epoxy paint. I said, I bet you ain't ever seen nothing like that, Doc. He said, oh, I've seen hundreds of them. I ain't never seen one of them framed before. Lord of mercy. I promise to never tell y'all a true story while I'm up here. My wife's in the audience, by the way, too. I'm not going to introduce her. She'll be the one that introduces. She'll come up here and punch me out in a minute to know exactly which one she is. Folks, let's take a minute just to mention our sponsors, Ragsdale Heating and Air. Kimberly Assisted Living Homes and the Hardy Boys always give us some good support, so we can keep having this. This thing's been going on over 40 years, and folks like that help pay the bands, help pay some of the, defer some of the costs, and support these folks out here. Visit the concession stand, get some good food, some Brunswick stew, barbecue, hot dogs, coon dogs. You want to hear about coon dogs? I love it. And I hope this right here continues until our band plays. Yeah. Y'all are not opening up for us. We got another group in here before us. There you go. I was hoping we'd have a good group open up for us. You gonna sing? What are you doing over there?
Making her debut today.
Is she gonna sing?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Are you really gonna sing? Oh my goodness, that's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. That's her banjo player for the girl right there, and I told him, I said, love her a while ago, because they're gonna grow up, some boy's gonna sweep off feet, take her away, he just growled at her.
Check one.
Group like this, like movie stars, just remind me I'm starting to play with a bunch of old people. All right, give it up for 501 Central.